This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Where's Nancy Pelosi been?
I don't know. I haven't seen her.
She must be Botox week because she's been quiet.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Because I have a Twitter list that I have, you know, for my TikToks, where it's where I create all my videos, and there's been nothing from Nancy. Usually she gets me lots of views, and I haven't seen Nancy at all.
The hell?
Maybe what? She's at the bottle. What'd you break?
No, Rick.
What? I'm here.
Is Nancy still sexually harassing you?
Oh, God, I would kill myself. Can you imagine waking up to that, next to that in bed?
Yeah. 50 years ago, yeah, sure.
Still. I think then.
Yeah, well, as long, you know. But no, not now. No, thank you. Anyway, welcome to Off the Hook Radio for April 6th.
2020.
One. Or, as we refer to it here, day 387 to flatten the curve.
Is that what it is, 387?
Yeah, March 15th last year.
Man. This is supposed to be what,
15
weeks?
Days to flatten the curve.
387 days later and no end in sight. Yeah. Oh, wait. Biden did say on April 19th, all Americans will be eligible for the vaccine. I can't wait.
You can't necessarily get one.
Yeah, you can't get one, but you're eligible.
Yes.
It's fucking bullshit.
So are we vaccine guys? My second shot is next week.
Your second? I'm still waiting for my first. I'm still thinking about it.
Rick's going to wait to see if I die from the second one.
I'm going to see if you start growing horns or getting extra, you know, an extra nose coming out.
Well, here's what I can do. I can travel and stay in hotels without being a paranoid, insane idiot. So I'm happy about that part.
But you still have to wear a mask.
Yeah, you still got to wear a mask. So.
Yeah, but I've got cool masks. I got Tampa Bay Super Bowl champion masks.
You know, I have to admit one thing.
I can't wait to wear them in Pennsylvania. Eat it, Eagles.
As much as I've been saying since day one that I'm not going to take this vaccine until I'm limited in my, you know, where I can go and what I can do, which, like we've discussed last week, that might be happening very soon in New York with this vaccine passport that came out on April 2nd. But I have to say I've given it a little more thought, and I'm a little more open to possibly getting vaccinated if it, you know, if I can get an appointment. I don't know. I'm still not really wanting to do it, but I think it might be the right thing to do. I don't know.
Well, like I said on my show post today, live at 10 p.m., mocking the insanity. Because the news is still just really creepy, but we got to mock it because it's not real. So here's an example of our country's current insane situation, at least the first one. Democrats oppose requiring IDs for voting because somehow that's racist. But they want you to carry a vaccine passport.
New York's
working on it.
It's our video.
The Biden administration is working with undisclosed private tech companies. Gee, do you think it might be Google or Facebook or Amazon or
Microsoft?
Because he hired high level execs from all four of those companies to work in his administration. So basically, they own him, and he had to bring in people to keep an eye on him. Anyway. They want to have these undisclosed private tech companies create the vaccine passes for Americans to use as proof that they're immunized against COVID-19 in order to gain access to certain services that require vaccination. Some election officials, such as Governor Ron DeSantis here in the great state of Florida, and the Texas governor followed suit yesterday. They have already taken action to denounce the proposed passports, citing privacy concerns and the risk that Americans will be forced to do something they oppose in exchange for participation in normal society. And that's where I think I choose to take the vaccine. But I think that's where Ron DeSantis is absolutely right. This is still fucking America. And, you know, if you don't want to take the vaccine, as long as I'm vaccinated, I don't give a shit what you do. You know, you got the right to say no.
Let me just throw this out, though. Look at the school kids. My kid should have the right to a public education. However, if my kid, especially in New York State, doesn't take certain vaccines, my kid can't attend school. Now, you used to be able to sign a waiver saying, you know, religious this, religious that, or, you know, whatever. That doesn't exist in New York State.
It doesn't exist in most states anymore.
You can't. If you do not take these vaccines, you can't go to school.
Mumps, measles, rubella.
Right. This is kind of the same thing. I get that. They're trying to make you take a vaccine to be able to go into public places. But if this is a state-level issue, this is going to be great because states like yours, there's going to be no vaccine passport. States like me, there is going to be a vaccine passport. It's already implemented. But if this comes out on a federal level, I think it's everybody. I think everybody is going to have this passport. And here's another thing. Look at it this way. If New York requires a vaccine passport and Florida doesn't, what happens if you want to board a plane in Florida and come to New York? You probably have to have the vaccine passport to disembark the plane. So in the long run, it is going to impede.
They're
going to
force us into it anyways, what you're saying.
Exactly. They're going to force you into it anyways, even in the states that aren't going to require it. If you're going to travel to a state that does, you're screwed. You're going to have to get a vaccine passport. That's my opinion.
But with the vaccine, as far as the rubella and stuff, that's a one-time shot. You get it, and it's over.
Correct.
This is going to be every year.
Well, we don't know that yet.
You're correct. They're the one company, and I don't know which one. They did come out the other day and say they think it's at least going to be a minimum of a six-month effectiveness, but could be more. But see, they're not sure. I mean, we could in a year, we could all have to have booster shots, which we do. We all have booster shots to certain things.
And if we do, we do. I take a flu shot every year, so what? Yeah. You know,
right? But you just have to continue to update your vaccine passport, I would assume, every time you get your booster.
Yeah, I don't like the vaccine passport bullshit. I figure, look, if I'm vaccinated, I don't care if you're vaccinated because I'm not going to get sick if I catch it from you. I was telling you guys on pre-show, Michigan, there's this article on going around the internet today, Facebook and everywhere. That 250 fully vaccinated people have tested positive for COVID-19. And then I read the article. Well, there was 1.7 million people in Michigan completely vaccinated. 250 is 0.000001. Okay, it's like nothing. And none of them had symptoms.
Which means the vaccine, kept their symptoms at bay.
Now, it worked. None of them are sick. They ain't going to die. That's the whole point. You won't die if you're vaccinated. It's like Shingrix. I took the shingles vaccine last year because remember CB had shingles? And he was miserable with it. And I thought, son of a bitch. And well, the second vaccine kicked my ass. I got a fever, chills. I felt like crap for about 12 hours. We had to cancel a show that night. Remember?
Yep.
I just couldn't do it. But, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, I felt great. And I don't ever have to worry about shingles. So I'm fine.
What you got to wonder with those 250 people that tested positive, did they test positive before day 14 of the second shot?
No, they did because say it was after. They did say it was
it
after.
It was after day four. Okay. I'm curious. I didn't read the article. So
I know about that. But here's the other thing, too. People that have had COVID-19, the China flu, people that have had it already have antibodies in their system. For them, there really is no need to be taking a vaccine. Because the reactions that you have from the vaccine on the second dose is because your system's already built up a bunch of antibodies. And then the vaccine comes in and then you've got a little bit of a conflict while it's getting the rest of the stuff through your system. And you can feel, you can get a little fever, you can get some chills, headaches or whatever. The side effects are mostly mild.
I'm glad you said this.
But people who have had it, they should not have to get vaccinated.
They don't have to in New York State. If you actually would to get your vaccine passport,
your passport better say you've had it.
No, your when you go in to apply for your passport, it asks you if you tested positive, or it asks you when you took your test if you tested negative, or did you have the antibody test?
Right.
If you've had the antibody test, you automatically get, and you have had COVID, you automatically get your COVID vaccine passport without.
Well, that's quite reasonable. Then.
That is reasonable. So now I want to get it so that I can get the antibodies, and I don't have to get the vaccine and still get the passport. So there is a loophole. You can't get around it if you've been infected and do have the antibodies.
Hey, Rick, have you been tested for the antibodies?
No, I haven't.
Did you ever think maybe you had it?
I actually thought, when did all this come out? Like in the first
last case, March?
February,
March last year, yeah.
Okay, well, November of that previous year, which is a couple of months before that, I came down with, I have no freaking idea what I had. It was like a 2-month ordeal.
Right. And that was it.
I was breathing and I was like gurgling. And I went to one of the, I didn't have a primary then. And so I just went to one of the, you know, walk-in clinics. And they started me on a Z-Pak, which didn't do a damn thing. And I waited like another week and it was still like horrible. And then they gave me an inhaler and this other stuff, which I can't remember.
Because you had respiratory issues.
Yeah.
I know where you work, and you have a lot of people from China come to where you work.
You've had COVID.
And China had COVID as far back as November of 19. Well, then,
I swear I had it because I had something.
You should get an antibody test. Maybe you don't need the vaccine.
All right. Isn't the antibody, you say the antibodies only last so long?
No, they have not. They have not said they only last so long. They're saying they're trying to figure it out. But anybody who's got antibodies from last March still have antibodies. So they're saying, well, okay, it's lasting at least a year. So we know it lasts at least a year.
I think you should get tested. I will almost guarantee you that you actually had COVID in November.
If you have them, you can skip it.
We had this whole thing happen here with two of our local school districts in November. They had 80% of the school district and two separate school districts did not go to school for over a week with an upper respiratory infection. We literally almost closed school because the attendance was that low. And it was all of our kids that had this respiratory infection. And now they're in some of the teachers and some of the bus drivers, and they are actually saying that they think that COVID was in our area. You have to remember, we have one big college, which is called Binghamton University. And 99% of our students here are not at Binghamton University are not from here. They're from New York City, which guess what comes into New York City every day? People from China. They definitely brought this COVID to our town in November, and we actually had an outbreak. I can guarantee
it. So there you go. So Rick, get the antibody test and let us know how you're doing.
I'm trying to think. It was November or was it August or it was someplace?
It was November. I guarantee it was November.
August, it wouldn't have been COVID.
Nope. If it was August, it definitely wasn't. But if
November,
it was November,
could have been.
I guarantee it was.
Yeah, I'll give it a test.
All right. So anyway, that was our Biden story for the night. I mean, it's just thing. But there's another thing Biden pissed me off with this week. Just because, and I'm not a real religious guy, okay? But I respect people who are. I got no problem with that. But according to the doddering old fool, Easter must have been on Monday, not Sunday. Because that's when he came out and did his little Easter speech. Maybe took him a day to, you know, move his bowels or whatever. He had to wait till Monday. And while mask wearing is absolutely part of Easter, according to Freudenstein, because he mentioned it 6 times, apparently Jesus is no longer part of Easter because he didn't mention Jesus at all.
No, and somebody who did on Twitter, I don't know who it was, but they were a blue checkmarked important person. All they wrote was "He is risen" on Easter Sunday, and they got their account suspended.
Yeah, and you notice Facebook never and Google never have anything about any Christian holidays. But oh my God, if it's Ramadan, woo! Anyway. Hey, the other thing, the day before, 2 days before that, Jill, Dr. Jill, you know, and believe me, I'm going to mock her for the doctor thing because I took the time to read her college doctoral thesis. And trust me, if you haven't read it, go read it. because I'm not lying to you, a ninth grader could have written it. She triple spaced everything because it had to be so long, too. that tells you right there, you know, this is just mailed in. So she's not terribly bright. And apparently she also flunked Spanish class, too. I think we have a clip of that.
Yeah, here you go.
So say it with me. Si se puede. The future is ours. Thank you.
Si se puede. Okay. Yes. The daddy. What the hell? No, it's si se puede, you moron. It means yes, we can. She can't even get one of the left's common tropes to try and act like they're down with the Latina population. She couldn't even do that right. So apparently old Joe isn't the only stupid one in that family. So that's what's going on. But there are ways for them to get us to just go along. They're trying them all. New York has a new one. Forget government overreach. Forget killing the elderly through incompetence or worse. I think it's worse, but I'll give them the break. And just forget about the nipple ring Lothario that they call a governor. New York just says, don't worry about it. Stay stoned. I slim like that one.
Absolutely.
New York passes outrageous new bill will now allow people on public sidewalks to smoke weed.
You got
anywhere
it,
you can smoke a cigarette, New York, you can smoke weed.
Yep, I thought New York was the last place that was going to happen.
Now, I've been to Colorado twice. And you remember when the first time I went to Colorado, I went to a pot shop just to report on it for the show. Okay, I didn't try to buy anything. I went in, I showed them my driver's license. I got put in the system. I went inside, I looked at the jars of buds and talked to the clerk a few minutes and stuff, and I left. I didn't buy nothing. But I wanted to know about it for the show. And I was staying at a very nice hotel. I don't need to say which one it was, but trust me, it was a 4-star hotel. And out the back door where the smoking area is, there is a sign, a nice bronze plaque on the wall. It says, please do not smoke cigarettes, vape, or use marijuana within 30 feet of the door. So I thought, oh, cool. So basically you just get 30 feet away from the door. You can smoke weed here in Colorado. Well, then I asked my friend. He said, nah. He didn't care what the sign said. He said, you can't smoke in public. You have to smoke in a private home or in one of these little nightclub places where basically you pay a cover charge to go in and smoke weed.
You can't even smoke it on the front porch in Colorado. You have to be in your backyard.
You have to be in the backyard.
Cannot even be on your front
porch. When I smoked with my friend, we smoked in the backyard. Although we did get really brave because we went to a Broncos game. And we passed
the car.
We passed one back and forth walking in. Nobody said shit.
Here in New York, you can just do that wherever you want. I mean, and you can smoke a bowl, you can smoke a joint, you can smoke a bong, you can walk.
There's other things about this law that are outrageous. You're telling me on pre-show. How much are you allowed to personally possess?
You
now?
Can personally possess on you up to 3 ounces of bud. You can possess up to 24 grams of concentrate, which would be hash, oils, vape. So now these vapes, which up until the day he signed this, a vape was considered a felony. Marijuana has been decriminalized in New York State. I mean, if you had under 3 ounces, the vape was a felony. Now, as of the day he inked that, we can smoke anywhere. We can smoke whatever we want. We can carry 3 ounces. Now, you are also going to eventually be able to grow this. Right now, you can't. This is going to take 18 months to 2 years for us to be able to grow at home. You'll be allowed to grow six.
Six what? Your sound went out. Slim.
Cut out.
Yeah. But the other thing, while he's fixing his microphone, the other thing that they told us was that you can hold at home up to 5 pounds of weed.
Yeah, 5 pounds.
There he is.
Five pounds.
Now, well, you can only carry 3 ounces of it with you in your car.
Right, but you can have 5 pounds.
You can have 5 pounds at home.
And you can't grow yet, though. Growing is not going to be for another 18 months.
So where are you getting 5 pounds from?
Well, they can't ask that question, nor can now, like, if you get pulled over in a traffic stop, and your windows, you know, you roll your windows down and the puff of smoke goes out the window and they smell weed, they cannot actually, you know, check your car.
So Lieutenant Dan in South Carolina would be screwed if he went to New York.
Yes. So thank you, Governor Cuomo. I appreciate this. This is most wonderful news. I you know, you're
so
jerk.
Now you won't worry about COVID. You just stay stoned.
Just stay stoned. I mean, right. And you can do it wherever you want. Oh, wait, there is one rule with that. You can't do it in a school zone. Well, you can't smoke cigarettes there either. So,
okay.
Anything about that?
And the people in the village are going to go crazy. And if you go to Washington Square Park, all you're going to see is a big haze over the entire park.
Well, the first time I ever got high was at a concert I went to when I was like 14 or 15. I didn't drive. I went with some friends. And it was Foghat and what are those guys called to do Ballroom Blitz. They were the first act, then Foghat, and then Yes. So that was my very first concert. And I turned around and we're on the floor of the Hershey Arena where the ice hockey thing is boarded over. And we're on the floor at a blanket. We're near the front. And I turned around, looked at the clock. It was like 6:45. I thought, okay, 45 more minutes till it starts. So, you know, when you're that age, 45 minutes is like forever. And I turned around, looked at that clock again, probably 30 minutes later, I couldn't see the clock. The haze in that place was so thick. And I was like, I didn't smoke anything. I didn't smoke cigarettes, didn't smoke weed, didn't smoke nothing. But I was really, really happy all night.
You were smart
contact.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, so the other thing that's going on with in the news that's just driving me crazy is Major League Baseball, Delta, Coke, United, all these others have teamed up to promote a lie that President Freudenstein read in the Atlanta Journal Constipation. And then without doing any fact checking, he comes out and said, it's Jim Crow. Apparently, the expansion of voting opportunity, but with ID required, is as racist as separate water fountains now. So even the paper, the Constipation, retracted their original bullshit article, admitted that they were wrong, and 75% of America seems to get this. But we are not allowed to object without ridicule from the morons with microphones. Now, we could go on and on. I had like 8 stories about this thing this week that's just driving me crazy. But I'd like to use a piece by Ami Horowitz. That is on his YouTube channel. If you don't subscribe to Ami Horowitz on his YouTube channel, you should go there. He's Zippy approved. I guarantee you, this guy's great. He does the work the mainstream media purposefully avoids doing anymore. He went to Berkeley, you know, the far left College of California.
Yeah.
To get the far left opinion on black voters. Then he went to East Harlem to talk to black people to prove that the left's unaware racist attitudes exist. Now, this is 4 minutes long. The first half of it is him talking to people in Berkeley. And listen to this, and if it doesn't get you pissed off that this is how liberals talk about black people, it should. Go ahead, Slim.
I'm Ami Horowitz, and I'm here in Berkeley, California, to find out if voter ID laws suppress the black vote. Do you have an opinion on voter ID laws?
Yeah, they're usually pretty racist and they're bad. I think voter ID laws are a way to perpetuate racism.
Would you go as far to say they're, those laws are racist?
For sure.
Do you think it suppresses the African American vote?
Definitely. Because they're less likely to have state IDs.
Minority voters are less likely to have the kinds of IDs that have been described or required.
These type of people don't live in areas with easy access to DMVs or other places where they can get identification.
You can always get IDs you do over the internet. Does that also would make it difficult for black people in particular?
Yeah, you have to have access to the internet. You have to be able to pay an internet service provider for certain fees.
Do you think that's harder for black people to go online?
Well, IDs? I feel like they don't have the knowledge of how it works.
A lot of people have smartphones, but you might not have data.
For most of the communities, they don't really know what is out there just because they're not aware or like they're not informed. I also think there's a repression of like black voting with how if you're a convicted felon, like you're not allowed to vote and everything. And when you look at swing states like Florida, that's a huge population of the like African Americans.
Now I'm here in East Harlem to ask black people their thoughts on what you just heard. Do you have ID normally? You carry ID around?
Yes, I have state ID.
Do you carry ID?
Yes, I do.
Do you know anybody who, any black person doesn't carry ID?
No. Everyone that I know has an ID. Why would they think we don't have ID? That's a lie. Why would they say that?
Do you have ID?
Yes.
Because I have my ID and my friends have their ID. So like, we know what we need to carry around.
Everybody that I know have ID. Like, that's one of the things you need to walk around with New York with, ID.
Do you know any black adult who does not have ID?
No, I don't.
Is it a weird thing to even say that?
Yes, it is.
What is this, some type of trick candy canvas?
I know, right? That's the only thing I brought with me.
Those are legit IDs. I heard a lot also that black people can't figure out how to get to the DMV.
Really?
What does that say to you?
I know it's that, but on 25th Street.
Do you know where the ID, the DMV is around you?
It's on 125th Street and 3rd Avenue, I believe.
You know how to get there?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem getting there if you have to get there? I know these sound like silly questions. You know how to get the DMV?
Of course.
You know where it is?
Yes.
You can get there?
Uh-huh.
No problem.
No problem.
Just checking.
Okay.
And I also heard a lot that black people, especially poor black people, have no access to the internet, can't figure out how to use the internet.
That's just stupidity, honestly. Everybody has access to the internet. Even a little kid can figure out how to work the internet.
I had access to the internet for years.
Know how to use it properly,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I do it at work. So, of course, I know how to use it. Smart. My kids know how to use it. They all have iPads, iPods, whatever.
Your phone has data?
Mm-hmm.
You can access the internet?
Unlimited.
Unlimited data.
Mm-hmm. I use my phone as a hotspot.
What does that say to you for the people who have this perception of black people?
They're pretty much ignorant. That's what my thought process is.
I just think that's ignorant.
Ignorant.
Ignorant. That's the word
very,
I hear
very
a lot.
Ignorant. Ignorant. Very, very ignorant.
Does it sound racist for somebody to say that?
I think it is a little racist because, you know, you're putting people in a category and you have no idea what you're talking about.
Maybe a little bit of racist in it, but like I said, I think it's more stupidity and ignorance.
You're judging somebody, like, but you're judging them because they're black, saying that they don't got it.
What people are they talking to? Who are these people talking to?
Do you have a problem that if you go to vote and they say, can we please see your ID to make sure you are who you say you are?
I love showing my ID.
You got no problem with that?
Nope.
Would you have a problem if when you go to vote, if they say, quickly just see your ID to make sure you are who you say you are? Do you have an issue with that?
No.
Would you have a problem if there was a rule where you have to show your ID in order to vote?
I don't think so. No.
Would you have an issue if there was a rule saying you got to show your ID before you vote?
No.
You cool with that?
Yeah.
So there you go. The people in East Harlem in New York are obviously smarter than the people who run Coca-Cola, Delta, our country, and Major League Baseball.
I'll point out one thing.
It's a giant bullshit story.
All of these people from New York City who are black, they all carry ID because of the old stop and frisk law.
But they got rid of the stop and frisk law.
I know they did now, yes, but they did back then.
But none of them said they were offended if they were asked to show their ID to vote.
No, but they, no.
It's
no.
A seven. I just saw a poll this morning. It's a 70% issue with African Americans. They're fine with it. Okay, so all this crap that this is racist is simply because it's in Georgia, and old fat Stacey, what's her name, Abrams. Shot her mouth off. The Atlanta Journal Constipation put out an article with the same bullshit that she spouted without reading the law. And then Biden read the Atlanta Journal Constipation in his daily notes and comes out and tells the whole world it's racist. And Major League Baseball should not honor Hank Aaron in Atlanta during the All-Star weekend, a great black athlete and a good man, because you have to show ID to vote. Well, guess what? They're moving it to Colorado. And Colorado has the same fucking law. Colorado, you can't, you have to prove who you are when you do a mail-in ballot, at least the first time. Okay, and they go, oh, there's all mail-in ballots in Colorado. It's not all mail-in ballots, but you still have to show ID. You have to photocopy your ID with your signature and your picture, and you have to send it in with your mail-in ballot. In Atlanta, in Georgia, same thing. Nothing different. But in Atlanta, 51% of the population of the city is black. In Denver, it's about 10%. In Atlanta, 46% of the businesses are minority owned. In Colorado, it's 23%. So who's the racist here? It's the liberals who believe this stupid bullshit. They don't even realize they're racist. It's like they don't realize what they're doing to women that are coming up to the border, you know, and all the stuff they went through that we talked about last week. They just do not know how dumb they are.
All and it just remember the mayor we had last week or 2 weeks ago that, you know, she's got this program to help these people get through COVID, but in order to qualify, you have to be a black. I mean,
oh yeah,
and she doesn't even realize
she didn't realize that she was racist that she did this.
And I mean, that's just it's ridiculous that they just they do these things, they don't think about it, but then there's no repercussions. She got no. Did anybody, you know, blow up her house? Not that, you know, or did anybody, you know, was she all over the news being, you know, ridiculed for what she did?
Of course not.
Not at all. It was like it was never happened. But if Trump had done that or DeSantis had done that, they'd be destroyed.
Oh, hell, you saw 60 Minutes hit piece on DeSantis this week. You know, he let Publix start doing vaccinations in Florida. Publix donated $100,000 to his campaign a couple years ago. And this woman from 60 Minutes is going, well, it's pay to play. And he explained it wasn't pay to play, for Christ's sake. They were willing to do it. They've got 850 locations in Florida. And Palm County was one of the ones that they figured out. Palm County was the lowest percentage of senior citizens that had gotten vaccinated to date through CVS and Walgreens, who were out doing the old folks' homes and hitting elderly areas. And that everybody in Palm, all seniors in Palm County lived within 2 miles of a Publix location. So he said, why not? Let's try them. You know, he was trying to get Florida healthy, keep people alive. And 60 Minutes cut out like 90% of his friggin' answer. And it's all over the news. I mean, it's a hit piece. Well, and they've been clobbered for it. But they've never asked one question about Lothario, governor of New York, or the fool that runs California. Nothing.
Well, 60 Minutes has become a joke anymore anyways. I mean, look at when they Fair interviewed point. Trump, and Trump fucking stood up and walked out and he was done. I mean, they aren't what they used to be either. I mean, it used to be all 60 Minutes is coming on. They're going to have great shows.
You know, I used to watch it all the time. And every week.
Now it's just like every other news station, every other news program. It's strictly their opinion, and they're trying to force it down your throat.
We're trying to sum this up, but I think I'd rather get Charles Barkley to do it for us.
We should do that.
Charles, go ahead.
Shared that news, how painful it was.
Yeah, but the one thing I took out of that piece was, man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people, but we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
That's a basketball drop right there.
And Charles Barkley's a Democrat, and he's always been a Democrat. But Charles Barkley is what I consider to be a thinking Democrat. He's an old-fashioned Democrat. He's a Democrat that I can talk issues with and get along with after we're done talking.
Well, he's spot on. He's just trying to keep us hating each other while they go back to their mansions that are surrounded by fences with their security guards, which, you know.
Well, that's the Democrats. Some Republicans suck, too. But there you go. Politicians suck, according to Charles. Republicans are wusses. Democrats are power-mad, insane people. That's all you need to know. Now, a school board director is a politician. And, you know, it's oftentimes an early job for people with higher ambitions. In notoriously leftist Portland, Oregon, I'd say you people are screwed enough without this nut job running your school board. But she's there. Southwest Portland High School wanted to ditch its Trojan mascot. You know, I mean, you know, why would you want to be named after a condom anyway? I don't know. But the committee comprised of students, staff, and community members suggested they change their mascot to Evergreens. You look at Stanford. You know, Stanford's got a tree as a mascot. You know, and maybe they thought that. So we're going to be the Evergreens. We're going to be the Southwest Portland Evergreens. You know, I'm not sure I really would want a Evergreens on my football jersey when I'm going out trying to, you know, bloody your son on Friday night. But, you know, fine. You know, the committee came up with that name. It is characterized by the life-giving force of their foliage, the strength of their massive trunk, the depth of their roots. In an individual tree and a forest of trees. This is Ellen Watmore, a teacher and mascot committee member at the Wells Barnett High School, was reading from the resolution. Evergreens provide shelter and sustenance. They have histories that preclude us and will continue in perpetuity after we are no more. Okay, I think it's a little wussy, but you know, they went through their process. They came up with a name. Everybody agreed on the name, right?
Yep.
Sounds good so far, doesn't it?
Yeah, sounds great. Good.
But just before the Portland Public Schools Board of Education voted to approve the new mascot last Tuesday, Director Michelle DePass shared community concerns. I love when they call it community concerns. This is something she thought of when she was sitting on the toilet. She shared community concerns of an unwanted correlation between Ida B. Wells, the historic Black activist and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who documented and crusaded against lynching, and a tree which could conjure up reminders of hanging people with ropes from branches. You know, I'm not sure, but when you were looking at the antebellum South, and by the way, that was run by Democrats, when they were lynching Black people who were free or runaway slaves, or just because they're racist bastards, there's not a whole lot of evergreens in the South. You know, I think they strung them up from the oak trees and a few other things.
It's still just a goddamn tree. I mean,
this crazy bitch thinks evergreen trees is going to make people think of lynching. This woman is in charge of the largest school district in the state of Oregon. Yeah. And you think we're not fucked?
We are. I mean, look at Gutfeld's new, you know, thing, cancel culture. I mean, I don't know if you watched any of it last night, but
I
mean,
I recorded it and I haven't seen it yet.
But there's just so much that's going on. And a lot of it, we're not even being, you know, being privy to it. It's just happening behind the scenes and it's just being canceled and it's not right. These things are part of history. I mean, I'm sorry, a tree. Yeah, people got hung from them, but it's a part of history. I mean, you can't, all these Indian names, you know, we had this problem with the schools all changing their names because they were named after Indians, and, you know, we can't do that.
They have to go to a historic Black activist's family to get them to sign off on the name Evergreens is basically what they're saying. You know, this woman's family has to sign off on it. She's not around anymore. We did talk about it, but we were looking at the symbolism more of a tree of life than a tree of death, said Osborne, who is African-American. And you could certainly take it either way, depending upon your position. So obviously he's a liberal and didn't want to get the school board director mad at him. These people are in charge, and you wonder why America is screwed. It has nothing to do with conservatives or guns or Governor DeSantis. It's just because they are insane, power mad people, period.
Yep. It's getting out of control.
Any objections?
No, not for me.
But what are they going to do at Disney with the Tree of Life and Animal Kingdom?
That's what I was going to say. Is every tree now going to be considered racist? Do I have to go out and cut down all my trees? Like you said, does Disney have to take down the Tree of Life? Well, it's not real, but
still. Yeah, but still, Rick. But yeah, Rick, are you going to file a complaint when you go to Disney World next week?
No, I'm actually. Well, no, next week we're doing Animal Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, we are going to. I'll see if the tree is still there. I'll make a report.
Okay, that'll be good. So Facebook didn't have a good week.
No.
Last week it was the state of California. This week it's their richest corporation. First off, they fear a voice. Instagram and Facebook said any post in the voice of Donald Trump is banned. Laura Trump did an interview with her father-in-law, who is banned from Facebook and Instagram because they're fascist bastards. And she posted it, and they took it down. We are reaching out to let you know that we removed content from Laura Trump's Facebook page that featured President Trump speaking, in line with the block we placed on Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts. Further content posted in the voice of Donald Trump will be removed and result in additional limitations on the account. They're scared. They're scared of Donald Trump. You know.
Well, but, yes. There's no doubt that they're scared.
But they shut down the most powerful man in the world right before an election. Yeah, that you know, but Russia hacked the election in 16. It was all Russia's fault. Come on. We know who's behind all the bullshit that happened in this election. Mark Zuckerberg put $400 million up to get Trump out. He got his money's worth, apparently.
Yeah. As much as I don't like the fact that they took this post down, I mean, he was specifically told not to circumvent the ban by utilizing other people's social media accounts. And not only did he just use somebody else's, I mean, he used a family member's account. And this is what he was told not to do. I mean, I'm against it being taken down, yes, but they set up a rule. He broke the rule. They took the post down.
Yeah, Clarence Thomas is about to take on this rule. Clarence Thomas came out this week and he just said that, you know, I pretty much had enough of this shit. This will get fixed. And as soon as they fix it, the liberals will scream, "We need six more justices." Fuck upholding the Constitution. You can't do that. We're in charge. So, but anyway, the other thing they got screwed up is they were hacked. Facebook was hacked again. They can throw an election, but they apparently can't keep user information away from kids in basements. But it does get juicy. The big headline should be 500 million users' information was hacked. But the big headline, according to AP, is Mark Zuckerberg's personal information appears to be among the data posted in the hacking, including his cell phone number.
Which tied back to a Slack account, which is not owned by Facebook, and he's catching a lot of shit on the internet.
Slack is like WhatsApp for people who aren't out there.
Yeah,
it's a
messaging app.
Now, WhatsApp he owns.
Correct. In Messenger and, you know, Facebook and Instagram, which all have messaging capabilities, but yet he's using Slack.
So what happened to the little liberal shit with the bad haircut as soon as everybody found out he had Slack on his phone?
He canceled the, well, whoever was in charge of the account canceled it, but it was tied to his phone number.
No hypocrisy there, is there?
None whatsoever.
Nothing to now, see here. Move along, Rick.
Yeah. You get caught and run away.
Pretty much. Now, it is important to point out with this hack, because I know a lot of people, as soon as they hear Facebook was hacked, they automatically go and change their password because they think their password was hacked. This data breach was just name, phone number, addresses, and emails. Passwords were not affected, but this is a great opportunity to just point out for everybody, make sure you turn on two-factor authentication on your email.
Well, you know what? I realized, you know, I might have been a semi-victim of this. A woman that I know from high school, we knew each other. We weren't like buddies or friends or anything.
You didn't do each other. You just knew each other.
No. Yes, that would be true.
Okay.
Nice lady, from all intents and purposes, except for the fact she's been friends with my sister for like 40 years. Okay, that's which is, yeah, so I feel bad for her for that, but that's okay. And if she's listening, Karen, I'm sorry. You're not that bad. But anyway, I got a Facebook message from her to Zip Allen, which was obviously not my name in high school. And if you didn't play baseball with me, you never heard of Zip. So, and the Facebook message said, "Hey, how are you?" And I was like, "I don't know." I said, I'm fine. How are you, stranger? And it comes back with a post about what's his name? Microsoft guy.
Bill Gates.
Yes. Do you know about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? And I thought, boy, that's a weird question. And so I typed back. I said, no, I prefer to ignore megalomaniacs. And then it came back with a thing, a big, long paragraph about Bill and Melinda Gates and how great they are. And the English on it was bad. Well, the one thing I know about this lady is she's very bright. She would not use English that bad. So I was already suspecting this was something weird, but that confirmed it. You know what I mean? That was like a Nigerian person who English is their second language and wrote it kind of funny. So I called my sister and told her to call up her friend and tell her her Instagram was hacked. So I wonder if she was part of this whole thing.
Well, she could have been, but again, passwords weren't supposedly involved in the data breach. No. So
tell people the name of that site you go to.
It's owned you or so. Hold on. I closed the messenger.
I can open it.
Oh, I got it right here. Just go to the website. Have I been owned.com.
But it's owned is spelled with a P.
P. Yes. It's
E-W-N-E-D.
Yes, correct. And that will tell you any of the data breaches that you have been involved in. And this is a trustworthy site. This is the site that all of the news organizations linked to today so that you could go and check and see if you were part of the data breach. And guess what? Don't be surprised, because you're probably going to find that your email address is involved in more than one data breach. So
yes. Now, I looked at it and I was not hacked in Facebook. So I'm not one of the 500 million. But Zynga hacked me.
Well,
back in the Farmville rant. Well, of course they did. We talked about them every week. We made fun of them. I guarantee you all three of us were hacked by Zynga. They were after our asses.
Got zinged.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they hated us. We made fun of their game and the stupid stuff they did and how they screwed people. We talked about the game and how you played the game, Farmville and stuff, for a while.
And then it got boring.
It was boring and it was ridiculous. And I said, look, we can have a lot more fun attacking them than trying to kiss their butts.
You know,
so we did.
You know what was the best part about this, though? We would go on our show and we would bitch about something, and 15 minutes after our show, it was fixed.
Yeah. And matter of fact, I got that woman fired.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, what was her name? Dipalicious? Or Lexalicious?
Lexalicious.
Yeah. She would do the little post about new things that are coming out in their game and how it's going to enhance the game, make everything wonderful, and Zynga was so great, and look at what they're doing. And I would take her post and copy and paste it, and then I would edit it into real-world Farmville content. And then I got my voice synthesizer out, and I became Dipalicious. I used a high-pitched female voice, and I would read my version of what she put out. That went on for about, 6 weeks?
Yep, and no more Lexalicious.
And then she made a post. I have been removed from my Zynga employment. I will not be making any more posts. My podcasts are over, which just cracked me up how stupid she is, because she wasn't even doing a podcast. She was just writing it. It just killed me. But anyway, I feel bad I unemployed her, but you know, not really. It was fun. But then again, once they stopped doing it, they took away all my material for Dipalicious.
Yeah, and then they stopped giving us free stuff. So
I kept it going for a while. It was easy. I was back in my day. I wasn't old yet. How long ago? That was 11 years ago?
Yeah, it was a long time.
God. Whew. Anyway. So, of course, stirring up all this craziness that's going on out there that you hear on the news, and you're supposed to pretend it's gospel and all this crap, and you're not allowed to object to it or anything, is that liar from New York, Sandy Cortez. You know, remember her? Oh, I feared for my life on January 6th. She was in the Canon office building. The Canon office building is the furthest one away from the Capitol. There's three office buildings on that side of the Capitol. And Canon is the third one down. Okay. I've been to all of them. I used to be a lobbyist. It was part of what I did. I know where all these places are. She was in her office in the Canon building nowhere close to the Capitol, but she feared for her life. And you remember when she went down to the border when Trump was here and she stood by a fence, a chain link fence, in an all white outfit, and put her hands in her face in her hands and acted like she was crying at the mistreatment of the children. And then somebody took a picture from further back. She was crying in front of an empty fence. She wasn't anywhere near anything. This woman is a phony baloney. Well, apparently, things are not going as well for her as they were. There's been many hints this week that Democrats themselves don't want anything to do with her, not money-wise or endorsement-wise. They don't want her being used against them in their reelection campaigns. And quite frankly, I can't blame them, because they realize, most of America realize, what a whack job she is. But once again, we've got someone better than us to sum this up. We give you Tucker Carlson.
Interesting to come to a place where a low IQ race baiter like that has an important voice in national policy. Like, who cares what she thinks? Like, she's totally reckless, and she's a racist, like, openly. I think the key to this, though, is to think clearly about what's best for the United States. Obviously, the border policy now is a disaster. To be fair, it's been a disaster for a long time. It doesn't serve the interests of most Americans. And it won't, because people like that use the magic word, which is racism, to cow the rest of the country into submission. She wants to change the population. She wants her party to be more powerful. I get it. But we're allowing her and people like her to do that because we're afraid of being called names. Until decent people like shed their fear of being smeared by someone whose opinion you really shouldn't care about, then we're never going to have a rational immigration policy that helps everybody. And one last thing, how does it help Ecuador or El Salvador or Guatemala or any of the countries from which these people are coming to have your most ambitious people leave? It's a disaster for them, too, and for us. It doesn't help any good person to have this kind of uncontrolled migration into our country. I don't care what whatever that woman's name is thinks, and no one should care what she thinks.
Couldn't have said it any better. That's why we used it.
Yep.
Any comments on that one, Rick?
No. You said Sandy. That's AOC, isn't it?
Yeah, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but all her friends called her Sandy when she's growing up in her upper middle class home.
How's she Sandy?
She's not from the hood. Okay. People from the hood don't go to Boston University and pay the outrageous tuition. She did. She could. Her parents could. You know, or pose in a $4,000 pantsuit for her publicity picture when she's running for office the first time. Yeah, I'm down with the hood. Look what I'm wearing. I mean, come on. You know, you heard the people from Harlem in Ami Horowitz's piece. You know, they're black people in New York. They almost all vote Democrat. They don't all, but almost all, 90-some percent, they vote for these idiots. And these people in California that were basically being racist as hell because they care more than you. They're not on your side. Wake up. I mean, there's a reason Trump got more black votes than any Republican in like 60 years. It's because people are catching on. This is just bullshit. Republican Party is now the party of the middle class. The Democrats, the party of the elites. The media won't tell you that, but I just did.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, she's from the Bronx. Which part of New York are you from, Rick?
Yeah, I'm Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you wouldn't have to vote for her.
No. I wouldn't vote. No, I wouldn't even talk to her.
Yeah, but what's the chances of a Republican winning in Brooklyn?
Now?
Yeah.
Zero. Probably zero.
Pretty close to zero.
Yeah. I mean, my neighborhood where I grew up was mostly Republican. But, I mean, how many blocks do I usually go? I don't know. I would say like in a 10-block area around where was I? I was in Dyker Heights. I was basically Republican. As a matter of fact, in Dyker Heights, on 13th Avenue, on 82nd Street, which was, I would say, 8 blocks from my house, was a pharmacy called Fauci's.
Oh.
It was his.
Was it really?
Yes. I mean, I know I went in there. Most likely I've seen him. Back, oh God, this is probably 70s.
No kidding.
And I'm looking at it. I go, why does that name sound so familiar? And then one of my buddies put up, hey, Rick, does this pharmacy sound familiar? I go, yeah, that's the pharmacy on 13th and 80 something. I go, why is it? And then I went, oh my God, is that Fauci as in Mr. COVID guy? I goes, yeah, it is. Oh God.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Demolition Man?
No.
Never saw it?
I didn't.
Probably, I mean, decades ago again.
Yeah, classic science fiction movie. And I got a post this week from my son. I got a kick out of it. And you remember in Demolition Man where it's the future and everyone's a bunch of fat, androgynous, moo-moo-wearing pussies and everything's illegal. Yeah, it's not so funny now, is it? I mean, we're already friggin' there. We're just not doing it on Mars, I guess. Oh, man, this world's just going to hell. But we're here to report on it. Speaking of which, it's never a complete off-the-hook radio show.
Is it not a stupid criminal?
Unless we have a stupid criminal.
Yay, time.
Yeah, I don't want the friggin' nasty emails. You know, we got to have a stupid criminal.
You're getting emails because you aren't doing stupid criminals?
The one week, about 4 weeks ago, where I didn't have any stupid criminals, I got three messages going, did you forget to do stupid criminals? I'm like, you know, and well, only
skip through this one and see if you get another email.
No, I got a good one.
Okay.
It is from Illinois, not even from Florida.
That was my first guess.
Yeah. You'd think that after stealing a car, you know better than to stop for a minute to chat with the police about the best way to get where you're going. But you'd be wrong. Before you judge too harshly, you need to remember there's not a lot of copies of Stealing Cars for Dummies still in print. So it stands to reason that a newbie in the world of Grand Theft Auto might make a mistake or two. That's exactly what happened to a man named Lafayette Moore. According to a story at Patch.com, Joliet, Illinois police said he stole a car from the BP Amoco gas station in Joliet late Friday afternoon last week. The police say Mr. Moore drove the stolen car several miles toward Joliet's Far East Side and stopped to ask a Joliet officer for some help in finding his way to Interstate 80. After the Joliet cops helpfully gave Moore the information he was looking for, they quickly realized the vehicle he was in matched a description of vehicle that had just been stolen that was right there on their radios and computer printouts. As you probably already figured out, the Joliet police quickly pulled the car over and arrested the car thief. It says alleged, but I don't say alleged. They caught him in the act. Now, stealing cars is definitely not cool in any way. But this is the opinion of the article writer, which I got a kick out of. But I think what really bothers me about it is the fact that Illinois is constantly maligned by not only the rest of the nation, but also those of us who live here. We've got stunningly high taxes. I do know about that. Huge unemployment problems, citizens packing up and leaving right and left, and arguably the most corrupt state government in the United States. I think they've had five governors go to jail out of the last eight. Adding in stupid criminals just seems like piling on.
Keeps pressure off of Florida.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have something that is in Florida. I mean, there was a story about an Illinois woman who worked at a bowling alley and decided to rob it. She wanted to make it look like she was trying to fight off the robbers, so she hit herself in the head with a bowling ball to make it look real. It did look real, and police got to watch her do it over and over again when they looked at the surveillance video. That's actually better than the car thief guy. That was just tagged on at the end of the article. Oh, my God. I love it. Hey, I just stole this car. Let me just stop and ask this cop how to get to Interstate 80. What a fucking moron.
People aren't smart.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Anyway. To close out tonight, what do we got? Oh, I know what we got. We got a song that I wish I'd have found a couple of weeks ago. But I still liked it. It was, remember where I talked about I was going out tanning last week so that maybe Coca-Cola would not hate me so much because I'd be less white. Mm. Yeah. We found a guy on the internet who wrote a song about it. So we thought we'd close out with that. And before we do, we'll remind you that if you don't have the Zone Out Radio app, you should get it. It's in the Google Store. It's in the Apple Store. Put it on your phone. You get great music that DJ Slim programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our shows are Idle Radio Show on Sunday and Monday nights and our Off the Hook Show Tuesday nights. Our broadcast live on Zone Out Radio and all our podcasts are there. So if you're out jogging and stuff, you can listen to our crap anytime you want to.
There you go. I like it.
Rick, you got anything else?
Let's see. Disney stuff?
Anything?
I don't know.
You are Disney god.
I'm the yeah. I there's a lot of there's people that know more Disney stuff than I do.
Well, check on the Tree of Life for us next time.
Oh, yeah, the Tree of Life. That's going to be next week.
See if there's any effigies hanging from it.
Yeah. And let's see.
Good Lord.
May 4th is going to be Hollywood Studios for Star Wars Day.
Okay. And you're taking your lightsaber.
I'm taking my lightsaber. I might take the droid and keep them turned on because they have beacons. And the droid, you know, does all these different things. It screams if a stormtrooper passed by. More scream, mixing noise. I don't know if it screams. But that's...
You're not allowed to take your droid to work, are you?
No, I can't. Nope.
I was thinking I could come down after my second vax shot, and I'll bring mine down, and we can just run them all over the poker tables.
When did you get a droid? I don't know you got a droid.
I've had an R2-D2 droid for a few years.
Yeah, but you didn't get it from Disney. You didn't build yours.
No, mine came already built.
Oh, I built mine.
Put a battery in it, and I run the little controller thing on my phone. I actually have an app on my phone to make it say different things and do different things.
I have that.
Yeah. Depot. It's cool. Yeah, we should just run them all over our friggin' poker table and have a blast.
Yeah, nice.
They'll run into the plexiglass, and they'll go, and, you know, fall over backwards, and the little wheels spin in the air. It's great.
Well, unless you got the BB-8 version, which is the ball, which will roll all over the place.
Yeah, I didn't get that one. I wanted. I'm old school, man. I wanted R2-D2.
Yeah, that's what I got. One of the people that are going on Star Wars Day, he goes. He wants to go on May 4th, and build another droid on that day, so he can say the droid's birthday would be May 4th.
That person's a little more into it than I am. I tell you that.
Some people are.
All right. So anyway, we'll be back Sunday night at 11 o'clock and Monday night at 11 o'clock with more American Idol shenanigans.
Yep.
And if you didn't tune in this week, there is a giant, giant twist coming. We gave you the lowdown on it last night. Go to Zone Out Radio and listen to our podcast. It's near the top. Our Sunday night podcast had an interview with one of the favorites this year, Alana Sophia, my homie. So enjoy yourselves, and we will see you in 5 days.
Good night.
Good night.
Hope y'all like this song. Be proud of who you are no matter where you came from. In the meantime, we need to be less white. Coca-Cola's done lost their dadgum minds. Yeah, the white guilt's hitting pretty hard this time. I thought I'd seen it all, but as it turns out, I have to change my skin to live this one down. We gotta be less white, be less white. It's liberals gone wild and they lost their minds. We gotta be less white, be less white. Now I'm switching to Pepsi and it's all alright. Said to be less white is to be less oppressive, be less certain and less defensive, be less arrogant, try to actually listen. Well, Coke ain't getting served in my kitchen. Be less white, hell, be less white. These liberals gone wild and they lost their minds. We gotta be less white, be less white. Now I'm switching to Pepsi and it's all alright. Well, I got something for your little online training class. Take your little pamphlet and stick it right back up your ass. While I try to be less white, be less white. It's liberals gone wild and they lost their minds. We gotta be less white, be less white. I'm switching to Pepsi and it's all alright. God bless y'all. Be sure to subscribe. That might even end up being the new theme song over at Pepsi. I don't think the boys at Coca-Cola are going to like it much, but over at Pepsi, you can have it if you want it. Hey, it's a good thing all that snow thawed out last week. It's getting way too white around here. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. Y'all be good.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.